Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Australia's two biggest supermarket chains are facing legal action over allegations of misleading buyers with fake discounts. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has launched legal action in the federal court against Coles and Woolworths. The regulator claims both retailers increased the prices of products by 15% for brief periods before placing them in respective promotions at prices lower than during the price spike, but higher than or the same as the regular price. The chair of the ACCC says the regulator alleges Coles and Woolworths breached Australian consumer law.
In times of cost of living pressures, it is critical that all pricing claims and price discount claims are accurate. The ACCC is seeking court orders against each of Woolworths and Coles for breach of the Australian consumer law, penalties, and a community service order to increase the delivery of meals to Australians in need by registered charities in our community.
SBS News has contacted Coles and Woolworths for comment. Advocates say a welcome boost in support payments for low-income Australians is still not enough to make renting affordable in every corner of the country. Payments such as the aged pension, job seeker, and the disability pension all increased in line with indexation on Friday, while Commonwealth rent assistance payments were given a 10% top-up. But a report released by housing advocacy group Everybody's Home finds people relying on Centrelink or on the minimum wage would still be in severe rental stress across all capital cities and most regions. The United Nations General Assembly has approved a plan to bring the world's increasingly divided nations together to tackle 21st century challenges. The Pact for the Future, detailing in a 42-page document, outlines 56 actions, including eradicating poverty, mitigating climate change, achieving gender equality, promoting peace and protecting civilians, and reinvigorating the multilateral system to seize the opportunities of today and tomorrow. After 18 months of negotiations, the pact was adopted by the 193 member nations of the UN at the opening of the two-day summit of the future. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the pact is about how global cooperation should work going forward.
I called for this summit because 21st century challenges require 21st century solutions, frameworks that are networked and inclusive and that draw on the expertise of all of humanity. I called for this summit because our world is heading off the rails and we need tough decisions to get back on track.
The 6th International Day of Sign Languages is being celebrated today by deaf communities globally. The annual event during the National Week of Deaf People commemorates the date when the World Federation of the Deaf was established in 1951. Today, the Federation represents 70 million deaf people from 135 national associations around the world. This year's theme urges people to support better implementation of the human rights of deaf people. And in sport, new data shows participation from migrant communities in grassroots cricket programs has grown by 29% over the last 2 years. more than 26,000 people have participated in entry-level cricket programs through the T20 World Cup Multicultural Legacy Program, which was developed by Cricket Australia and supported by a $4.4 million funding contribution from the federal government. The program aims to improve the outreach to the growing migrant communities in Australia that have a deep connection to cricket. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.